नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम 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 नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
स्वच्छत्वं
स्वच्छत्वं
अधिकारत्वं शान्तत्वं इति चेतसः वृत्तिभिः लक्षणं प्रोक्तं तथापां प्रकृतिपरा स्वच्छत्वमधिकारत्वम् स्वच्छत्वमधिकारत्वम् शान्तत्वमिति चेतसः शान्तत्वमिति चेतसः वृत्तिभिर्लक्षणं प्रोक्तम् वृत्तिभिर्लक्षणं प्रोक्तम् यथापां प्रकृतिपरां
प्रकृतिपरा
अधिकारत्वं शान्तत्वम् इति चेतसः प्रोक्तम् प्रकृतिपरास्वमधिकारित्वम् शान्तित्वमिति चेतसः प्रकृतिभिर्लक्षणम् प्रोक्तम् तापां प्रकृतिपरा स्वच्छत्वमधिकारत्वम् शान्तित्वमिति चेतसः प्रकृतिभिर्लक्षणं प्रोक्तम् तापां प्रकृतिपरा। After the manifestation of the Mahatattva, these features appear simultaneously. As water in its natural state before coming in contact with earth is clear, sweet, and unruffled, so the characteristic traits of pure consciousness are complete serenity, clarity, and freedom from distraction.
सत्सत्तम अविकारित्यम शांतत्तम इति चेतसः वृत्ति भी लक्षणं प्रोक्तं यथापां प्रकृति परा। In the previous class, we have discussed that yat tat tatagunam satcham. Satcham means transparent, clear. Now that satchattam is explained. What is the meaning of clarity, clear? Uncontaminated. These are the symptoms. Satchattam avitaritam. Without any change. Freedom from all distraction. Just like here there are many mothers sitting and the natural affection for the child and the child's complete dependence on the mother's mercy is visible. There is no need of explanation. That is natural. If the mother is taking care of the child, it is not artificial. And if the child is feeling uncomfort without being on the lap of the mother, that is also natural. This is called avikaritam. Natural affection between the mother and the son Similarly, we have got our natural affection for Krishna. That is explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Sadhya Kovuna Sabanadi Siddha Chitte Paraya Udar. Just like sex impulse, it doesn't require to outwire some sex impulse. Natural. Similarly, Krishna Bhakti is our natural inheritance. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna. Or sons of Krishna. Aham bija pagapita. This is the same example where the mother and the child has got natural affection. Similarly, with Bhagavan, we have got natural affection. Bhagavan has got natural affection for us, and we have got also natural affection for Bhagavan. And the external covering which checks this natural affection, this is called Maya. Just like magnetic stone. Magnetic stone naturally attracts the iron. Now, iron is just naturally attracted by the magnetic stone. Similarly, Krishna Bhakti is not something which is unnaturally taught or unnaturally gained, artificial. This another vivid example is this. These foreigners, Western boys and girls, how they became attracted to Krishna consciousness, unless it is natural. Their forefathers, or they also, even 4, 5, 6 years ago, they did not know what is Krishna, neither they cared to. But now they are almost mad after Krishna. Otherwise, why they are coming here? They have not come here in India to see your skyscraper building or industry. They are not at all interested. They have seen all these things in their own country. They have enough. So, why they have come here? They are after Vrindavan, they are after Mahaprabhu, they are after me. What is their dress? Their dress is Krishna. They are not interested in anything else. They do not go to see your skyscraper building in New Delhi or in Bombay. They have seen it. Enough. So why it is so? Because it is natural. Krishna Bhakti, Krishna consciousness is natural. That is the original consciousness. The example is given here, Jatha Hapana Prakriti Para. They said the water, rains fall from the sky. If you do not allow to touch the water, ground, you take it in the middle, you will find crystal distilled water. You'll find. And as soon as it comes down on the ground, it becomes muddy. The purity lost. Muddy, opaque, you cannot see, agitated. Similarly, our original consciousness is Krishna consciousness. That is, Satcha. Satchatam, Avikaritam. The original consciousness, we do not know anything else than Krishna. Avikaritam. There is no change. Therefore, in the Vaikuntha planets, especially in the Goloka Vrindavan planets, that is exhibited when Krishna comes to show his dhāma. Goloka nāmi nidhāmi. That is his own abode. So Krishna, when Krishna comes, he brings everything with him. His dhamma, his qualities, his place, his paraphernalia, his associates, his father, his mother, his friend, his consort, his trees, his water, everything he needs. That is Vrindavan. He'll find in Vrindavan, still he'll find people are all automatically Krishna conscious. 84, Jurassic crows, about 160 miles area. So, they are Krishna conscious natural. And if you go to Vrindavan, this area, wherever you go, you'll feel Krishna consciousness. So the example of purity is still there, and what to speak of in the original Vrindavan. So from Srimad Bhagavatam, you'll find the Vrindavan Lila. The cowherd's boy, and the cows, the calves, the trees, the plants, the flowers, the water, the description is there, that everyone is Krishna conscious. They do not know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They do not know it. Neither they care to know it. What is Supreme Personality of Godhead, what is Brahma, what is Paramatma, they do not care to know all these things. But they have unalloyed, unflinching love for Krishna. This is Krishna. Yashoda Mai, to sing wonderful things in Krishna, but he never sings that here is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. She thinks that Krishna is my child. This wonderful thing has happened due to providence. She thinks that the Supreme God or the Absolute Truth is different. And here Krishna is my child. So, as I have already said, the love for the child of the mother is natural. That is Vrindavan atmosphere. Everyone loves Krishna. Everyone is overwhelmed with love of Krishna. When they cannot find Krishna, they become mad. Although they do not know that Krishna, when they see some wonderful activities of Krishna, they think some demigod might have come here. Otherwise, how this wonderful thing is possible? So this is pure love. This is pure love. Without any knowledge of the Supreme, powerful, almighty, that is satchatam, no contamination. pure love. So, the mission of human life should be how to clarify this consciousness again into that pure consciousness of Krishna. First of all, that is the mission of human life. The consciousness is impure, therefore there are so many varieties, material varieties, and we are captivated by these material varieties. But that is not giving us any happiness. We are especially very much unhappy on account of Janma Mithu Jara Merji. If we want to get relief from the miserable condition of this material life, this place is described in the Bhagavad Gita, Dukkhalayam Asasatam. This place is meant for millions. Do not try to become happy here. That is foolishness. Mura, Navijana, Mami Bhaparamamba. These mulas, these rascals, they do not know that here one cannot be happy, because real happiness is when it comes back to me, Mami Bhaparamamba. That is real happiness. Everything is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. So everyone is working very hard, struggling for existence, but they do not know how they can actually become happy. Nati Vibhu, Sarsapati Vishnu. That they do not. So, it is our humble attempt only, this Krishna consciousness compact, at least to inform people that this is the way of happiness. Don't be carried away by temporary so-called happiness. That is not happiness. It is called Maya. Maya sukhaya bharamut bahato bimura. Krishna says mura. And Prahlad Maharaj says, Bimura. Not only Mura, but again added with word B, Vishishta. Vishishta Prakarena Mura. B, therefore Bimura. So, Prahlad Maharaj says, Sochi Tata Vimukha Chetasa Maya Sukhaya Bharamud Bahato Bimura. That is the thankless task of the devotees, to turn this vimura from this maya to real suk. This is the business of the devotees. They have no other business. Their business is not for making money. Money they have got enough. And Krishna supplies all their money. So there is no such problem for a devotee of how to secure money. Their only problem is how to turn these rascals to Krishna consciousness. All rascals. Vimura. We say clearly, if you are not Krishna consciousness, you are rascal number one. I am a PhD, still you are rascal. That is our life. Don't care for your PhD. I know that you are a rest because you do not know Krishna. Just a few minutes before, one gentleman came to see me and he advertised himself that I have read Vedas, I have read the Puranas, I have seen Dr. Radha Krishna and so on, but I do not get peace of mind. So I asked him, you have studied so many literatures, do you know who is God? God who has created, you know, what is his name, what is his address? That is it. This is why. Vimura. They are proud of education, proud of learning, advancement, everything, all life complete. But real knowledge, do you know God? That he cannot explain. That he cannot explain. He explains something hodgepodge. This is a disease. Therefore they are vimura. Real knowledge means to understand God. That is real knowledge. Vedaishya sarvai ahamiva vedyam. What is the real Vedanta? To know Krishna or God. Krishna and God the same. If one knows God but does not know Krishna, his knowledge of God is incomplete. His knowledge of God is incomplete. When he knows the Krishnastu Bhagavan Sam, then his knowledge is perfect. Iti Chansukala Kumsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Sam. Indari Dapla. Indari Dapla. Hulu. Brayanti Dwevi. And Krishna saying that Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, the Vedanta says, Janmadvasya Chakaha, God, or Absolute Truth, me, the source of everything. And the source of everything is coming down before you. And in his original form, Krishna, Vibhut Muralidhar Krishna, here he is standing and he is preaching, Aham Sarvasya Prabhupada. I am the source of it. The Mura Navijana. But the rest is the difference. The God is speaking in everyone's presence, Aham Sarvasya Prabhupada. Aham, like this, Aham. Matta Sarvam Prabhat is still the rascal in love. Let's see how much rascals we are. That's what Prahlad Maharaj said, the Mura na Vimura, Maya Sukhaya. We are trying to be happy within this material existence, Maya Sukhaya. Bharam. Bharam means gorgeous arrangement. Very gorgeous arrangement. Very big, big road, big, big skyscraper building, and big machine, big industry, and so many big, big things, big, big wars, big, big politicians, big, big political activities. So mura that does not think for a moment how long these big, big things will be enjoyed by me. Certainly there is credit for creating all these big, big things, but Maya will not allow me to enjoy this. At any moment I shall be kicked out. And what insurance and guarantee I have made just I can enjoy this. That will be called Maya Sukhaya. Wasting time, making gorgeous arrangements. Not only is it true, But this whole thing can be finished within a second. If there is a big earthquake, everything will be finished. We have got experience many times. Anything will be finished. This Bombay can be turned into sea, and the Bombay can be pushed and aligned within the sea. Material nature is so strong. David Jiha Gunamai Momaya Durataya. And under her spell, we are trying to become happy. Maya Sukhaya. Bharamud Bahato Gumura. And the devotees, the Krishna conscious persons, they know that this is all false. Not false temporary. Simply bewildering on account of contaminated consciousness. People are trying to be happy in this way. And devotees know that this kind of endeavor is simply bewildering, simply waste of time. Real business is how to purify my consciousness, come to the original Krishna consciousness. That is real business. Satsattam, avikarittam. That is our real business. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preaching is that our only business is how to revive our original consciousness. That is Krishna consciousness. That is one. Without this, whatever we are doing, in the words of Srila Prabhupada Maharaj, it is all maya sukhaya bharamat bhuto vimura. Maya sukhaya. Therefore, these are the symptoms of Krishna consciousness. Satsattam, avikarittam, shantattam, shanta, I have already explained last night, several times also, that shantattam, shanti, and yesterday I told you, many people do not get any peace of mind. I will get peace of mind. Here in the material world, you cannot be endowed with the peace of mind. It is not possible. Why? Because here everything is maya. Bharamud bahato vimuna. Asadgraha. Sada samadvinna dhyam. Asadgraha. Asat. Asat means that we will not stand. The material nature is like that. It will not stand. This body, we have got at a certain depth, and it will continue up to certain depth, then it will rest. It will get never again this body. Finish. So, this is called asat. Asatoma, sadgama, this is basic instruction. Don't remain in the asat. Temporary. Sadgama, come to the platform of eternity. Asatoma, sadgama. Shanti cannot be attained so long we are attached to this asat, asat graha. Sada samidvigna dhina. Tathagumanne suravanta dehina. Sada samidvigna dhiyam asad graha. We are all people in this material world. We are always samud sammak udvigna. Samudvigna. Udvigna means anxiety. Alright. Full of anxiety. Sada samidvigna dhiyam. Why samudvigna dhyan? Krishna consciousness means this. Satsattam, avitarittam, santattam. These three things. Krishna, clear understanding, no change from Krishna consciousness, and santattam, peaceful. Just like a man ordinarily perceives a gentleman after working very hard, if he gets some bank balance, a nice house, or nice wife, and some children, he thinks, I am very happy. This is also Maya. He thinks, but I am happy. What kind of Maya? Pravatta pasyan nidhanam pasyan nati na pasyati. It is Maya, man, illusion, pramatta. He does not see that this field will be also finished. Tasya nidhanam. Vihapatta palatrajishu atma sanneshu asatsu api. Asatsu api. He knows that this position, nice position, very good atmosphere, nice children, nice wife, nice house, nice bank balance, nice relative, nice position, everything, prime minister and everything, very all right. But it will be finished. He knows that. But he, although knows, he doesn't care for it. This is called Vibhuva. He knows that this is the finish. It will not stay. I will not stay. These things will not stay. I will have to change. They will have to change. It is just like straws gathered together by the winds of the waves. And again it is scattered. So, we are going on the waves of Maya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur therefore says, Mayara vase jatsa bhese. You rascal, you are going floating under the spell of Maya. Khatcha haru duvuhai. And sometimes you are drowned and sometimes you are by the pricks of the wave. Why you are living such life? Jiv Krishna das evi shas kalle to ar dukkhana. You come to Krishna consciousness and try to understand that you eternal servant of Krishna, you are being carried away by the winds of Maya. So that is make you happy. That Chaitanya 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 Mahaprabhu teaches us. Patitam king karanamam bhishame bhavam budhau. My Lord, Vainanda Tanuja. Oh, the son of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna, I am your eternal servant. Somehow or other, I am not fallen in this ocean of Nishan. Patitam king karanamam bhishame bhavam budhau. Bhava, ambudha. Ambudhi means sea, ocean. So, how to save myself? Pipaya tapapada pankaja sthita dhuli sadhisana vichinta. This is our only business. This Hare Krishna means, O Krishna, O Hara, Krishna's energy, Jalan. Hara, Hari, Hara. So, this addressing, O Krishna, O Krishna's internal potency, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, chanting, addressing, O Lord Krishna, O the internal energy of Krishna. So they will respond, so why you are calling me, Arad? You have to submit. Please again accept me as your eternal servant. This is only prayer. Not that, give me this money, this me that, this me that, this me that. No. That is not pure devotion. That is devotion, but it is mixed. Chaturdhidha bhajante maam sukritino. That is pious life. When we ask from Krishna anything other than devotional service, That is pious activities. That is not devotional. Devotional activity is different from pious. By pious activity, you can get material so-called happiness. Janma is just a free. You can get bath when very nice family, rich family, Brahman family, Janma. You can get immense wealth, born with silver spoon, and Aishadya Sutta, education, nice education, material education, and Sri, beauty. Generally, fine, aristocratic family, rich family, they are very beautiful, they have got education, they have got wealth, and good family, aristocratic family. These are result of pious activities. So we should utilize the result of pious activities to become more pure. That is called satcha. We have discussed this word, satcha. Jastat gunam satcham. That is, just like you have got, on account of pious activities, you have got very nice surroundings, aristocratic family, wealth, beauty, education, but it may be polluted again by the other two qualities, means tamogun and rajogun. Then you are finished again. Naturally, they become polluted. But you do not know that by dint of pious activities, have got this position and misuse the position by tamogun and rajogun, and therefore they again go to hell. This way, you are wandering all over the universe. Eirupe brahmanna bhumitu. Sometimes rich man, sometimes poor man. Sometimes demigod, sometimes dog, sometimes he, sometimes that. This is going on. That is called maya sukhaya bharamud bahutu mimura. They do not know their ultimate happiness is Krishna consciousness. But wandering in this way. So therefore, this is the best welfare activity to the human society, to awaken them to Krishna consciousness, so that they will again revive their original satcha consciousness and they will be shanta. Shamin jitathu smi varagata jati. Just like Guru Maharaj, he was pious, born in a very pious family, by family quarrel, he went to worship the Supreme Lord, the snow, in the forest. Aspiring material offerings. He was a child. He thought that my stepmother has insulted. I shall go to God and take from him such opulence which is many, many million times better than my father's. That was his ambition. But when he actually saw Lord Vishnu standing, he was meditating Vishnu, all of a sudden he saw the Vishnu is missing within the heart. Then his meditation broke. And he saw Lord Vishnu is present before him. So, this is not very difficult for Lord Vishnu. He is always within your heart, and if he likes, he can turn outside and become visible by you. That is not very difficult. So, when he saw Vishnu, and Vishnu offered, my dear boy, what do you want? Take benediction. So, he said, Shamin tutathosmi varang majas. This is perfect. I am fully satisfied. Such shanta. No, Nima. No, that is position. No, Nima. Samin to Tathos me, Baramanajan. This is the high class position. That is all. Satchatam, Abhidharitam, Shantatam. And this Shantatam cannot be attained unless you become pure devotee and fully dependent on the Supreme Personality of God. That is the standard of Shantatam. Vasudeva Sambhita. Satchatam, Shantatam. Everyone is venturing after Shantatam, the whole world, because in the material world we cannot be on the platform of Shantatam. Only on the spiritual platform, and when you are engaged in the service of the Lord, then you get this position, Satchatam, Abhitaritam, Shantatam. Iti Chetasa, Vrittivhi Lakshanam Prutam. How one has become Krishna conscious. These are the symptoms. The Bhamma Bhuta Prasannatma Naso Chatina. We have to understand by the symptoms. If somebody says, I'm very rich. So generally we want to see the symptoms. He's very rich man. He has got this car, he has got this house, he has got this. Then we can understand it. But if his symptoms are not there, how we can understand that he is this man? Similarly, Krishna consciousness means these are the symptoms. Satsattam, Abhidharitam, Shantattam. When you attain these three stages, these symptoms, then you are perfect being Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.